one of the sponsors of KUVO's now 20-year-old high school collegiate performance series is Flesher Hinton Music. We have some other people that provide some of the support that's needed to keep that studio over there, the Phyllis A. Greer, humming. But we thought we'd check in with one of the experts. I mean, I wanted to find out about sheet music or all these school instruments that are out there in circulation. Jim Dissner is the store manager at Flesher Hinton right there in West Denver. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us here. It's been a while, man. You got to hang out today and watch some of the music that's going to happen in that room.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Just rest of the day, just hang out at KUVO.
That would be nice. Yeah, skip work.
Speaking of work, over there at Flesher Hinton, right off, I guess, 38th and Tennyson, I seem to recall. What do you do there? It's a music store. Take us inside the music store of the 21st century. A few years ago, we thought music stores were like record stores. They were done. They were gone.
Sure. Well, we're all about music education, and mostly what we do over there, we rent instruments to beginners. We repair instruments, especially for schools. You know, they can get pretty beat up, dinged up. We have some great technicians over there. A lot of pros come into the shop, get their instruments tuned up. So that's mostly what we do over there.
It sounds like a welding shop. It's a body shop. You got a lot of hammering and fixing and polishing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This time of year, it's like a bunch of elves back there hammering away.
You know, I would imagine that part of music education, especially for young musicians, is to really understand how their instrument is put together, because there's some real simple things that the musician themselves can do to kind of tweak and fix it or to keep it working until you do get it to the shop, to the master mechanic.
Oh, yeah, there definitely are. And it's kind of funny. We, like I said, we do a lot of rentals, and in those first few days, the kids have their hands on the instruments. They might not know those things exactly. So we kind of have a warranty plan with our rentals. They can bring it back after they, you know, bent the keys or whatever, just putting it together, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And good music programs, good instructors teach you to take apart your instrument.
Yes.
Particularly horns, valve instruments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The instructors teach you how to take them apart, clean them, take care of them.
So how many instruments do you think total you got in circulation? Is that a trade secret, or can you say you got 1,000 trumpets out there?
Oh, probably somewhere around there.
Wow, that's great. What about sheet music? We wanted to ask you, our guest is Jim Dissner, by the way, store manager at Flesher Hinton. What about sheet music? We're interested in CDs and what's hot on the radio and what people are playing around the country, what sounds really good, but musicians are going after sheet music. What's...
Well, you know, with a lot of the... high school directors and folks like that. Latin jazz has been really big lately. I think, you know, it's an exciting music, fun to play, you know, accessible to the younger kids, I think.
Got to teach them the rhythm. They got to get that.
Right, yeah. Learn the syncopation and all that. Mm-hmm. Another trend we've noticed is, you know, I think a lot of these great band directors have been rebuilding programs that, you know, have been kind of killed off in the past few years, but are now coming back. So they have smaller groups to work with. So a lot of them have been using real books, you know, which are more for like combos, like smaller
Describe
groups.
That. What's a real
book? Well, a real book is a book of, you know, it'll have all the standards and it's just a melody and chords. And so the kids play the melody and then learn to improvise over the chords.
All right. That sounds, you said improvise, and our ears sort of peak when you talk about that, because they're trying to, it sounds like they're trying to give kids the rhythm, particularly if Latin jazz is hot, they give them that rhythm, and then there's that space to
fill in.
Yeah, build a solo. How do you do that? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just learning to play over those chords.
Jim Dissner with Flesher Hinton. So did we survive the dearth? Is music coming back? Is it something that's popular again? Is it what's the state of the industry, I guess, when it comes to sheet music?
Well, sheet music's a little strange right now, but as far as like music education in general, I think we're on an upswing. It's nice to see, you know, these heroic band directors rebuilding these programs that have been killed off. You know, it's so easy to just make a decision to stop a music program at a school, and so difficult to build it back up.
Right. It's and you know, it wasn't that many years ago. So we remember, you know, we've got to cut back, and first thing to go is the arts, you know, the music and the culture and things like that. And and is glad to have it. And Fletcher Hinton, of course, has been played a huge role in nurturing and supporting that. You got your connections through the school's education. It's just phenomenal.
Jim, what do you play?
I'm a guitarist. Yeah, I'm a jazz guitarist.
So that's an encouraging word. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're up to. How do parents, I guess, you know, your primary customers are the parents who are, you know, paying that bill because they want our kid to learn that alto saxophone or the clarinet or, you know, the violin, heaven forbid. You know, little Carlos has to play the violin. Hmm. You remember that? I think you were telling us about that. You didn't want to play the violin, I guess.
No, I just wanted to be hip and play a trumpet, but they were all taken by
Me
the
too.
Time. You see, everybody, I want to be a trumpet player. It just looks cool going to school, you know. Instead, I embarrassingly kept my violin case under my coat, but then later became pretty good at it and liked it.
All right, nice, nice. Our guest is Jim Dissner from Fletcher Hinton. Had a question come in. What's the difference between a real book and a fake book?
There is no difference, just the name of it.
All right. So when you're looking for a
that was a setup, Steve.
If you're looking for a book of standards, either one will do.
Either one will do.
All right, great. Thanks very much. I'm glad you're encouraged. Any other tips for parents? How do we
keep
our kids motivated?
I think it's
practice, kids.
That's
do your
right.
practice.
Well, I think exposing kids to the music, which, like, you know, turn on Kuvo any time of day.
Yes.
And also getting professionals in front of the kids is a great way to get kids
cool.
motivated. That's what we try to do at Fletcher Hinton. And if you have the ability to, you know, show some kids some stuff or sponsor a musician to come in mm-hmm. front of a group of kids, I think that's a great way.
Yeah, musicians, one of the good things that we have in this community is, and you know this, so many of the music programs are headed up by practicing professional musicians who do this on the side, and their day gig is running, you know, jazz studies programs, running music programs. Fine example of that is Keith Oxman over at East High School.
Oh, yeah.
Who's fabulous, you know.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Dedicated his life to helping other musicians. And if you want to hear what it's supposed to sound like, hey, you know, by the way, I'm working Dazzle next weekend. Come on down to the show. That inviting their kids to actually hear musicians in their setting playing professionally.
That is a great thing we have in this area. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, swing by Fletcher Hinton. Our guest is Jim Dissner, who's the store manager there. They're doing lots of equipment repairs, instrument repairs, and lots of sheet music. Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.